that was Danny Gokey and Hope in Front of Me. You know, because we have Jesus Christ in our lives, there is always hope. But yeah, it doesn't matter how dark, how difficult the circumstances, we have that hope in all things. It is Tuesday. That means it's time for Kelly and Coffee. And maybe we've had a bit too much coffee, Kelly, you think? Too much caffeine this morning? I don't know.
I don't know if there is such a thing. Personally.
Maybe not. Yeah, I agree. But sometimes I get talking very quickly and I have to slow down just a little bit. So I will try to do that this morning.
Sounds good.
Breath. All righty. So what do you have for us today? You're sharing our listener comments?
I am. And I have actually, we have gotten a number of them in the last few days that have just been really touching. So it was hard just to pick a few.
Okay.
So I tried my best. The first one actually was a phone call that we received from one of our longtime listeners, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
He called us and he said, I just wanted to tell everyone at Praise Network, thank you for accepting me, praying with me, and listening to me. Also for letting me always request songs. Thank you for your mercy and grace that you show me. So I thought that was very sweet.
You know, Anthony, oh goodness, he has listened from the beginning. I remember not too long after we went on the air that he was one of the first listener calls that we received. And I remember talking with him way back then. And he's been faithful. Mm-hmm. And I know he calls and he shares regularly. We have opportunity to pray with him. And he does request a lot of songs. We like to get in there and help encourage him each day. But it's neat because we see the Praise Network not as just a radio station, as we say so many times, but you know, really doing life together and encouraging people to be that friend in Christ that we can encourage, hopefully, every day in the Lord.
Yes, and so many times the songs that he does request are because of something he's either, you know, read in his Bible or something that is going to be happening or just, you know, feeling down about something, and he knows that that specific song is going to touch his heart and help encourage him. So there's always a reason for his songs, which is kind of neat, too.
Yeah, you know, and that's how music works, isn't it? It does. It can touch those places in our hearts, and we can just kind of connect with it, and it can draw us closer to the Lord. So very cool. We love Anthony.
Yes, we do. And speaking of, music touching our heart, this next listener sent us a letter as well, and she lives in New Albion, Iowa. And so it says, I've been listening to your radio station for over 2 years now. 2 years ago, I was really broken and hurting. Through finding a personal relationship with Christ, I have received tremendous healing. All my trust and life is now in the hands of God. I used to commute long distance every day from my job. Finding your radio station has been a huge help to me. God used your station to help make me whole. I hide the music in my heart, and I take it out when trials come. Your programs are also awesome. My favorites are John Corson and Dr. David Jeremiah.
What a beautiful letter. Got goosebumps again. We're not big goosebump people around here, but you know, sometimes it just touches our hearts so much. And to know that she's listening and God is healing her heart and that she is being touched every day. Wow, that's pretty amazing. So glad that you found the Praise Network and that God's using it in your life.
And two other shorter comments that came in. One was from Viroqua and one was from La Crosse. And one listener says, the Praise Network helps me. It gives me a positive attitude and gives me hope and strength when I need it. When I read that, I just think of how sometimes we always try and maybe put that smile on our face to face our day, no matter what we may have just had happen to us or are going through. And to know that we can get in our car or turn on our computer and listen online, but hear either one of the teachers or songs that can just help us through those difficult times. So that just reminded me of that when I read her comment.
You know, that happens so often, you know, even with us, you know, we could be having a tough day and we'll turn on a song or we'll hop in the car and turn on the radio. And it's like, yeah, God meets us right there. I get that, you know, that God somehow is able to do that and connect with us. And we can hear just what we need, just when we need it. And that's not the magic of programming. You know, that is the power of the Spirit working through the radio.
Yep. And Linda from La Crosse says, God works to meet specific worries or fears or concerns I have with specific songs and specific messages. It is always just so encouraging.
There's that word specific again. It's like, oh, God sees, he knows, and he cares about what I'm going through right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes you feel like you're the only one listening, you know, and that God is playing that song just for you.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, that's a God thing, isn't it? God moments. I love it.
Yeah, just whispering those reminders to us.
Definitely. Well, we have a lot of things going on right now. We're doing our Sunshine Festival ticket giveaway. And if you'd like a chance to win some tickets to the Sunshine Festival coming up July 21st through the 23rd in Somerset, Wisconsin, just stop by our website at praisenetwork.com and click on contest. Also, Redemption Christian Bookstore on Sand Lake Road in Onalaska. We have gift certificates and some wall art from them. And also coming up later on this summer, we'll be giving away tickets to see Francesca Battistelli and
the Newsboys. I'm so excited.
I know, the Newsboys. They are going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair in August.
Yes.
So lots of great things going on. But the greatest thing going on around here is God working through this ministry to touch and encourage people, to draw them closer to himself and just strengthen them as they go through their busy days, crazy days now that we're going through. So we're so thankful for that. Kelly, again, thank you for dropping by and sharing our listener comments. And we'd love to hear from you if you have something going on or if God is using this ministry in your life. You know what? I cannot tell you how big of an encouragement that is to all of us just to know that God is working. We know he is, but when we hear it, it really helps keep us going each and every day. You can give us a call at 855-MY-PRAISE. That's 855-MY-PRAYZ. You can always get in touch with us through our website at praisenetwork.com. And if you'd like to shoot us a quick text, you can always text us at 202-41-PRAISE. That's 202-41-PRAYZ. Again, be sure to stop by our contest page, sign up to win at praisenetwork.com.